Alone or lonely, it is a matter of courting silence or not. Every day I take more pleasure in my own company. Accidents happen, while setbacks, injustices, and evil get rewarded and good goes begging. But God can write straight with crooked lines. It is quite possible to grow old and die marching along, blindly, silently, passively, to the same sad tune piped to us in our youth. We must practice saying, I am here, I count, this is what I think. There is no such thing as standing still. We either inch along forward or we slip backward. It takes courage to look back down the road to see how far we have come toward daylight. It is through the mysterious, subtle, powerful act of sharing that we can muster the courage to shed our fears. It is by asking for and gaining the support of others that we can dare to stand up in the sunshine with the rest of God's creatures. We discover in that same aloneness a most marvelous person, ourselves. The difference is in the attitude we have toward ourselves. As my recovery grows, so does my ability to be comfortable in my own company. Prayer works. The word Father often represents a reality that is both powerful and confusing. For some of us, it is the Father we never had. For others, it is the Father we wish we never had. Today, I ask myself, are my opinions really mine, or were they given to me by someone else? For some of us, however, there is no passage to life, only from one stage of dying to another. Too few lessons have been learned. Too little wisdom has been gained for the wound to heal. There is nothing natural or guaranteed about a springtime of the Spirit. People who don't know how to relax have a very rough road to hoe in this world. Adult children, perhaps, need to learn to relax more than anyone else. Immediate recovery is impossible. The only thing we need to do immediately is to relax. But the lasting test is always, can I trust them? Decisions that make a difference emanate from free will. Genuine peace comes from making choices that create more life, not less. When we felt unloved, we didn't have the sophistication to wonder whether our parents loved themselves. We didn't have any way of knowing that loving has much more to do with the capacity of the giver than it does with the deservedness of the receiver. We deserve to be loved just as we always did. We don't have to think with the mind of a child anymore.